This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Mitchell Hartman was telling us yesterday about a growing labor shortage amid the boom times in Bend, Oregon. There is another element to the geography of the American labor market, though, that people who are looking for work aren't necessarily in the same cities as the jobs are. In his interview with the Wall Street Journal last month, the full transcript of which was published by Politico, President Trump flat out said people are going to have to start moving to where the jobs are if they want to find work. Heather Long wrote a piece for The Washington Post pointing out that the president is right on this one. Heather, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai.
Do me a favor, would you, and tell me why it's bad that people aren't moving around in this economy anymore?
Well, you want your workers to be where they're most needed and where they can feel the most fulfilled and hopefully create the technologies and the new products of tomorrow. And at the moment, we seem to have this problem in the United States where there's job openings in certain parts of the country, but the workers seem to be living in other parts of the country.
And what do we know about why people aren't moving? I mean, as you said in your piece, the president said the other day, you know, people are just going to have to start moving. It's easier said than done, right?
It's incredibly easier said than done. There's the obvious financial factors that we can all think of. I just moved from New York City to Washington, D.C. It costs money to do that. You have to pay the movers. If you own a house somewhere, you have to sell that house. And so if you're in an area that's economically depressed, you know, you have to sell your home, and then there may not be somebody to buy that. So the president just said, well, they should just leave it, accept the loss, and go. Well, that's not realistic for every family. But there's also cultural factors. And in the reporting that I've done, and the Wall Street Journal had a good piece this week, when you go out and you actually talk to people about why they're not moving, it's often, I don't want to leave my family and friends. I'm scared of that big of a bigger city or a different place. Maybe the crime rate's higher there, or people won't like me, or they won't think like me.
This is perhaps taking it to too far an extreme, but if everybody in, you know, the parts of southeastern Ohio or Kentucky where there aren't a whole lot of jobs moves to one of the coasts where there are more jobs nowadays, that kind of depopulates big chunks of this country.
You're right. It would be very different what the fabric of America looks like. It would also, and some people have pointed this out, if you take some, particularly young workers, people 20s, 30s, 40s, and they left those areas, if the most talented people in some of those small towns left, it's going to be even worse for the people who stay behind. So that is a conundrum.
So what are we supposed to do with this? I mean, knowing it is one thing and then being able to find some kind of solution is entirely another. And the president of the United States just saying they're going to have to start moving and take the loss on their house isn't going to do it.
Yeah, he sort of wants to do a PR campaign, and I think it's going to take a lot more than that. There's a huge debate about whether we should try to actually pay people to move, maybe give them a little bit more help. There is a tax break you can claim at the moment, but it's not very much money to begin with. Some people also say, okay, why aren't businesses paying? If all these CEOs are around the country saying, I can't find the workers that I want, why aren't they actually going out and helping to pay some people to incentivize them to move?
And pay them more, just full stop, right? When those
jobs
are
that would probably help a little bit too. But I will say this, one of the more interesting pieces of research I've seen is a study that showed that 6 months after people take a big leap in life, so usually something like a move, they're usually happier. So they usually feel better off. So we see all this anxiety, financial, cultural, or otherwise, about making a big life decision. But actually, when people do it, they usually do find themselves happier and more fulfilled.
Heather Long at The Washington Post. Heather, thanks a lot.
Thank you.